Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And as always, well, not as always, but as twice a month, we have Melody Cederstrom with us, and we have her here today. Melody, how are you?
I'm doing just great. Thank you. Hope you're doing well also.
I am. I came into the studio here, and I have papers, you know, that I carry everywhere. There they are. Everywhere with me, but somehow I messed up my stack for today. So I was rushing through my papers. I got them. I found them.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, you know, the big news here. Well, there's lots of big news, but the big news I wanted to visit with you about is this TPP and the fast track.
Mm-hmm.
They passed it. We knew they would. We knew they were doing all kinds of jabber walking and talking and making noise. And then, you know what? Lo and behold, they did it. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, what is there to think? I mean, it's wrong. And it amazes me that these, it's these Republicans. It seems like they jumped ship. And it's just incredible how strong they were behind pushing this through.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was thanking the Democrats for holding it up, but they were only holding out for, you know, whatever they wanted. Everything is done behind closed doors. You know, there's promises, there's deals made, and that's how our government is run anymore, by deals. You know, who can get the most? If you want my vote, well, this is what I want, and here we go.
This is the epitome.
That's exactly what happened.
This is the epitome of D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. And if they don't cut the deal they like, they're going to punish them. Like Mark Meadows, he's being punished by the GOP House there in the GOP House because of what he did. And, it came out yesterday evening, I was looking at this, that Marco Rubio cast the deciding vote. Now, he's running for president, people. And everybody's looking at this young man, and I have always seen him, dare I say this on the air, I've always seen him as a young rhino in training. The best impression I had with him was back in the debates, not in the debates, It was a debate that he actually talked about, presidential debate, and he was very, very nervous, and his mouth was dry, and you could tell he was nervous, and he reached out for the bottle of water, and they just ripped him apart for that. And to me, that showed he was real, and I liked that part. But what I have seen since, I don't care for too much, and here he is, the one who he's wanting to run for president, casting this vote. And you know what this vote really did? It took power away from Congress and gave more power to the president.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it did. It trumped our constitutional governing method, where we have these checks and balances. Nobody's supposed to have all the power, and they keep giving more and more power to the position of the president. I don't think they care if it's Obama. I think it's just that position. I think that's just what they want. They want to be the dictator when they're in the White House, and they all seem to want to be there. And I've got to come up with some questions. I'm still mulling them over here because I'm going to this Western Conservative Summit this weekend. And I hope to catch a few of these. Now, they may not want to talk to me, but I hope to catch a few of these. I want to make my questions very simple, quick, and short. And I think just about five questions might be too many, but I think just about 3 to 5 questions is what I need to come up with. And so maybe you can help me with that today during this hour, Melody. What should we ask these fellas and gals, you know, that want to run for president? I had Jay Lear on yesterday from the Heartland Institute, and he was talking about, we should ask him about, and he went on with a long, but the bottom line was, what are you going to do to reform tax? Taxes are just outlandish. What are you going to do to reform tax? What's your plan? I told him that might take more than an hour for one of them to explain.
Well, I'm not so sure any of them have a plan. I know Ron Paul came out and, you know, he was looking for a flat tax for, what, 15, 16% or somewhere around in that area. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, these answers, you know, the questions, I believe questions need to be short, direct, and so should the answers. I was watching Huckabee answer a question the other day, and I thought, just say yes or no.
What's so hard about that?
What is so hard about that? They ask a question, say yes or no. Then you can elaborate a little bit, but they just elaborate without even answering the questions, and it's so frustrating. You just want to go up and you just want to say stop it, but you know why? I mean, these trade agreements. You know why? Why? What is in it? That's what I want to know. What is in it?
And you know they don't
why
know what's
it so
in it.
Secret. Why and are you keeping this so secret from the public?
Well, and even from
how
Congress.
Dare them?
And yet they Pardon? Voted for it. Even from Congress, they don't know. Yet they voted for it. Now, how stupid is that? How representative of the people is that? It's not. They're not representing us at all.
Not at all.
Not
That's
one
what
iota.
I want to know. Why, how can they do that? Why do they do it? And what were you paid in order to do it?
Well, and it, you know? I have another article, and we won't stay all hour on this, but I thought it was just worth jabbering about. Not that we could do anything about it at this point. But we do have we hold these folks in our hands right now that want to be president. With Ted Cruz, he reversed his position at the last minute, so I guess they balanced each other out, him and Rubio. Because he was for it, and then he turned against it because of some of the corruption that he saw in it. But
Ted
Cruz,
no, he was just getting kicked in the sides from people saying that's why he flip-flopped, you know, didn't have anything to do about what was in it.
I thought it might have been some of my listeners making those phone calls we've been asking
them
to make.
I'm sure that probably had a lot to do with it.
I think CSC Talk Radio listeners do make their phone calls. Anyway, he's also the one. That and this is coming from my immigration man that I have on, that we talk about the pains of what's going to happen if they don't stop. And he's not talking about just the illegal. He's talking about the legal. And Ted Cruz has a bill, and I can't remember the number of it. I'm going to have to figure that one out. He has a bill that will increase the legal immigration by 500%. And these are to cover jobs that Americans aren't qualified to do. And I'm thinking, why don't we sit here and try and figure out, with all the money we're throwing in education and college, why aren't we qualified?
Qualified.
What's wrong with us? I don't think it's because we're not smart, although I'm beginning to wonder when we keep electing these folks. But I don't think that's the reason. So what is it? Well, it's D.C. occupiers occupying offices and making deals. I'm convinced of it, Melody. I'm convinced that they're making deals with these big corporations who want to bring in outsiders. They don't have to pay employment tax on, and they don't have to do this for and that. They probably don't have to pay Obamacare for them if they're not a citizen of the United States. It goes on and on and on. And I think they're cutting deals. They're D.C. occupiers, and it just infuriates me. And I believe Rubio showed his true colors, and I think people better wake up and they better start paying attention. It's your local elections that are going to matter, but you better pay attention to these big elections because they're changing how this nation is run.
Well, I think in this TPP, what little's been released or, you know, by WikiLeaks or whatever, right. We don't know how true it is and so forth, but part of it is supposed to be where we're going to have. I mean, they need it this pass so they can, it's the open door because they know the American people will uprise against any more open immigration, illegal immigration that's going on right now. But with this TPP, my understanding, what was released, what was true or not, was it allows them to flood in. It allows these corporations to bring in quote-unquote skilled workers, and they will have an open run, just like what the European Union. I mean, you have free access. Those people can roam in and out and everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's how you have so much immigration coming over from Africa and so forth, and everybody getting in there.
And I'm positive it's going to bring world peace, aren't you? We're going into a break. I just had to say that. I'm sorry. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. What do you think about what happened yesterday? I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. You can visit their website by going to dgscoins.com, and we will be right back.
call you a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes. You are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Church, you're listening today to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and you can visit their website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com, or you can give them a call in the office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 88, or talk to her right here, right now at 877-895-5410. Melody, one more thing about this TPP. Now, there is a lot that's going out about on this WikiLeaks stuff, and you got to kind of sort through that. It's probably half truths, and maybe some of it is all truth, but you got to be careful. But this is coming. This is coming from Natural News. And they're fairly reliable, but they do say in here they got some of their information from Wiki. However, there are some hidden details in this trade agreement that being negotiated between the U.S. and 11 other countries, he says in here, that it's in secret continue to be leaked, and new evidence pointing to further erosion of national food sovereignty under the sinister plan, so-called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. Well, what is going on with this is over the seeds and the plants and the patents. So if they get this passed, and I won't share this entire thing. I put it out on Facebook if anybody wants to look at it there, and I tweeted it out as well. But if this passed, I mean, it's already passed, but what this is saying is it's going to make it harder for you to save your seed to plant the next year. Now, we already see this happening with the Monsanto issue. Well, it's going to give Monsanto a boost and any other company that's evil like Monsanto a boost. It says Americans race toward her date with destiny. There is yet another fundamentally transforming event coming her way, and that event is known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is coming from Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. He says the TPT is a plot designed to hand over control of the world's governments to private corporate interests. And it is all being done in secret. Even Congress is not allowed to examine the TPP provisions. And that makes me wonder, why would Congress be so willing to sign their power over to the White House? Why are they so willing to give up their power? That's why we elect them. Now, let's not even think about what's in this TPP, as bad as it is and can be or might be, because nobody knows. Why are they willing so blindly to sign away their power? They have no power now in this trade. Now, how does that make the American voter feel? Because they're the ones that are supposed to be there protecting us. And they had no problem signing it over. Do you see it that way? That's what steams me the most. We can debate whether TPP is good or bad all we want. We don't even know what's in it. But why would they so blindly be willing to just sign it over? Their power. Have you figured that one out? Does that upset you? It upsets me.
Well, of course it does, and you can't reason why they do anything, why they're willing to give away everything. I mean, what do they think they know that we don't know? And so it is certainly it is disturbing, and I think these bills and these various trade agreements, and there's a couple of other trade agreements that are going through with this. I think it's something that is that certainly takes away. I mean, it goes beyond words as far as what they are doing and why they're giving it away.
Well, it is mind-boggling and it's scary because it is changing how we are governed. We have long been falling into this trap of big government where we look to D.C. for help. We look to D.C. for this and for that. When we ought to be taking care of things at home, all they're supposed to be doing is taking care of our economy, which they have absolutely blown. They don't do anything they're supposed to do. They're spending money like the old saying, they're spending money like drunken sailors, and it's not their money. And they just, you know, the arrogance that's going on up there in D.C. And then, you know, they change the way things are being done because they just signed over their power on trade. And that is one thing they are supposed to take care of. That's one reason they're voted into office. That is one thing on their job description. Their job description isn't to take care of our health care. Nope, that's not on there. They're supposed to be protecting our liberty. They're supposed to be protecting our borders. They're supposed to be protecting this nation's economy. And they're not doing any of those things. Oh, they sit and they talk and they give lots of rhetoric. And somebody had sent me the poem, I can't even think now, Jabberwocky. I had never read it before, but it's just a bunch of hooey. You know, it's just a bunch of jabber. That's all it is. Well, that's what D.C. is, just a Jabberwocky. They sit there and they, like you said, they can't just answer a question yes or no. They have to go on and on and on. Of course, I'm a talk show host. I guess that's what I do. They go on and on and on instead of just answering a question. And there's a reason for that. They're distracting us. There's a reason for that. It's just like, you know, in The Wizard of Oz where the man's behind the curtain. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Well, we better start paying attention because they're changing this nation. And they're doing it rapidly. And we can blame the liberals. We can blame the left if we want to. But you better see who helped vote this in. Who is in charge right now? It's supposed to be the Republicans. And look what happened. Doesn't seem much different to me, does it, to you, Melody?
No. And they're all the same. They're all controlled. And that's how they get into positions that they do. The powerful positions, anyway. Uh-huh. The positions that mean anything. I was looking at a poll today, and it was about what was important when you voted for the presidential election. Mm-hmm. So was it issues? Was it, you know, the economy? Was it health care? Or was it the principles of this country. And I thought that was interesting because so many people are focused on various things. And I, you know, it's getting back to our roots. It's getting back to the basics. And certainly I understand that things have changed to such a degree, and there's certain things that we've lost that we'll never get back. But on the other hand, America was defined, and we need to keep that definition of America, and that's what's being changed. And I think that is one thing we can keep, that is one thing we should keep, and that is one thing we should demand that it should be focused on. It should be part. It's just not the economy. It's just not Obamacare or health insurance. You know, it's not just immigration. It's us as a whole. And if we concentrated on those values and morals that this country used to represent, all these other things wouldn't be a big of issue. Because I think if you focus on what we are as supposed to be as a nation, as a country, then everything else just falls into place. But
go ahead.
No, that's
it's changing our nation. You're absolutely right. And
yes.
I was going through my papers here. Limbaugh went off, and I don't want to get off on this topic, but he went off on the issue right now with the flag, the Confederate flag. And I realized that that means different things to different people. Well, so does U.S. flag. We see people stomping it. We see people burning it. So do other symbols in this nation. It is history.
Get over it.
Every nation has good history and bad history.
And you have to remember you have to remember both.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the slavery. And there are many nations that still have slavery. And I might get choked up in this because it's very real to me. And, you know, it's something that we need to think about if we start taking this down. He says the next one will be the American flag. They'll be taking that down. Well, they say it's offensive, and I'm certain that it might be to some people. But what about the pornography? Is that not offensive? What about the books that are under the pretense of freedom of speech that tell someone how to molest a child? Is that not offensive, yet that's freedom of speech? But the South, the southern states of this nation, who fought a war not just about slavery. It was about money. It was about state sovereignty. It's always about money. And I watched there in South Carolina as those people, every color, hugged and prayed and cried together. No rioting in the street. And yet we're going to debate over the flag of the Confederacy. Why don't we rejoice in the love that's being shown in that city for one another over this tragic, the tragedy of the death, but the tragedy of that lost soul who did it. He is a lost soul. He's evil. That flag never, ever stood for white supremacy. Never. It's just amazing to me that this nation is so divided when we have so much to pull together for and live for. Oh, bye. I got way off there. I am so sorry, Melody. We're going into a break.
No.
We're going into a break. Let's get back onto the economy of this nation. 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Lexus Day Talkwaville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom, and I got a little bit emotional, a little bit way off topic.
You brought a tear to my eye, Beth.
Well, you know, it's just so near and dear to us. We care so much, you know, and I see this nation, and I see something like what happened there, and the brokenness, and the forgiveness. And, you know, that's what Christianity and America is about. And then we turn around and we try to fight over something else. And it just is mind-boggling. If I was their mother, I'd send them all to the corner or to their room and tell them they couldn't come out until they changed their attitudes. And that's the way it would be.
Well, here's another side. They do not want to bring attention to Christianity how Christians perform and act and what we believe. That is something that they certainly don't want to give that any attention. So,
and Christianity,
they focus on something else.
Christianity knows no color. Our Lord created
us
all.
It doesn't
see color.
It doesn't divide, but they're using the flag and even the Jefferson Davis statues and so forth they want to remove. I mean, that is a division. They are dividing.
Let me ask you, since we're talking about coins, what about this thing? It's not the coin, it's the dollar. It's the $20 bill or $10 bill. Which one is it? They're trying to change the face of it. They want to put a woman on it.
Mm-hmm. $10 bill.
Okay. Right now it's got is it Hamilton or Jefferson? Who's on this?
It's Hamilton.
Hamilton. And see how well I know my money. And what's your opinion on that? I think it's goofy. I think just leave it alone.
Well, you know, it's like, what's the point? You know, our dollars or our currency is worthless anyway. However, you know, they're looking to do this by 2020, and I'm thinking to myself, well, wouldn't this be interesting that they're changing this as a way to introduce a new currency at that point in time, to actually make a change like that? Now, that's my own personal opinion. That is just my little conspiracy theory mind, you know, questioning the motives behind it. Mm. And because I figure anything that they do, there is something behind it. There's a bigger picture. It isn't just as common as changing the picture on the $10 bill. And
why don't they just make a new bill? I mean, if they want to put a woman on it, why don't they just make a new bill?
Well, they did that. You know, they did the $2 bill, and it just doesn't work. You know, I mean, it's, you know, and I mean, we're almost at a cashless society anyway. I mean, people are using credit cards, and, you know, their push for a cashless society, you know, is sort of like, why would you change the picture? And, you know, if they're going to change the picture, instead of picturing a woman for woman's rights and so forth, which is where they're headed, or maybe they'll put Caitlin on it, who knows, you know. They won't put somebody on there that represents our country like Abigail Adams. That's who really should go on the bill. But what's interesting, Bernanke was upset because they're dropping Alexander Hamilton, and he wanted to have Andrew Jackson dumped from the 20. Yes. Because Jackson opposed attempts to establish a U.S. central bank. And, he thought Jackson was a poor president, but...
Well, Jackson may be saying in his grave, yes, take me off, I don't want to be represented here.
it's just funny, they're a little... You know, you understand how their minds work. It's all about the central bank, and it's certainly not about our country anymore. It's about dollars, it's about money, and it's about them continuing to create the... you know, the wealth and the power for themselves. And I think what's scary is when you have people like these young kids that are billionaires in the tech industry, like Zuckerberg and some of these other kids. I mean, it's like their money moves policies. And certainly look how they've been trained and look at the belief of these kids before they experience any life and understand, and can really have a true voice or understanding of what's right and what's wrong, particularly when they don't have a strong religious background or a Christian background. So they're the ones, you know, they have billions of dollars to push policies and to make changes in this country. And you know what? They love globalism. Mm-hmm. They're going to promote globalism. And so it's a scary when you think, 20 years into the future, which we know how fast 20 years goes by.
Really fast.
It was really fast.
Well, and I think this last vote can tell us exactly if you had any doubts before, where your Congress is. Not just that they passed the TPP, but because of what they were willing to give up. They're not going to give up power without receiving something somewhere along the way,
which goes
back to my, I don't believe it's a theory, I believe it's the truth, that D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. We have a caller, I didn't catch his name, Joseph, is it? Joseph from Georgia. Joseph, how are you today?
Yeah, all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, well, that it's done past. I called over a year ago when you first was talking about it. You know, the only thing we knew was like that they was going to have courts overruling U.S. courts.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the calls again this year, but it's all about replacing the constitutional republic with a democratic dictatorship. And you know, the same people that own the stock market and the corporations is the ones that got the banker bailout money.
They're the ones that own Congress, too, aren't they?
The Congress, they're owned by them, but Congress, they're looking out for themselves because we're going to have some kind of economic changes coming. And some French official said sometime over a year ago that we got 500 days before some climate change event. So I don't know if there's anything else going to happen in September, but everybody keeps bringing up September. But all of these people that sold out, you know, the ones we voted for, they're looking out for themselves.
You bet they are.
But Peter DeFazio of Oregon, Democrat, he was talking about the secret tribunals. Only corporations have access to them, and you can't discuss it because this stuff is classified. My main question is, now that all of this is said and done, who classified this stuff? You know, who said, no, this is classified? Who had the power to
Good
say
question.
It's classified over to Congress? Where did that, who
Good
put
question.
That on there? Who had the power to do that?
Good question. Nobody really did under our Constitution.
Yeah, so yeah. It comes back to the, like, the shadow government, in other
right.
words. And that a congressman, they're scared to say anything. Oh, it's classified because they know the big hammer might come down on them.
We need some statesmen, and we need some stateswomen, and we need people that are going to be bold enough to stand up. And it's not going to be easy, and I'm telling you, it may be ugly. I'm going to let you go.
Senator Sessions, he laid it out, too. Senator Sessions gave a speech about it.
Right.
And about how it's just like the European Union, how it was enacted, you know.
I'm liking more and more of what I hear of that man. I really am.
Yeah.
Right, I appreciate the call. I'm going to go on. I've got another
okay.
caller. Well,
right,
we've got Pat from Texas. Pat, how are you today?
Oh, fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just heard you talking about money. Printing it, and they do have a new money printed. They had it for years. It's called Monopoly money. Pink and blue. I don't like pink anymore. Holman Foundation gives to Planned Parenthood. I'm getting pink.
Yeah, and we might as well be using that, hadn't we, Melody?
I hope the blue one's us, but one of us for overseas, and one of them is local, is in internal America.
All right. Okay.
And also, too, how come nobody ever mentions the fair tax?
We do mention it. It costs money to be on the air, and I have had them on several times, and I've asked them to actually help support the show, and they just will not. They will not. And
it's not enough of them.
No, there are. I think they've got it. I kind of wonder what they're doing. You know.
Well, they're lobbying. There's quite a list. Of
well,
people
they need to list. They need to lobby the right people. 300 million Americans. That's the ones they need to be lobbying.
Really.
I'm going to have to let you
lobby the power base.
Going to have to let you go. Pat, we're going into a break. Thank you so much. We appreciate your calls. 877-895-5410. Visit Melody's website. She'll be right back with us at www.dgscoins.com. 877-895-5410. We will be right back.
If you believe, as I do, that America's headed the wrong way and needs to turn around, write this down. Western Conservative Summit 2015. Your story, freedom alive. June 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. Be there. This is John Andrews inviting you to join me for the best weekend of your summer. A huge rally on the right with thousands of new friends and dozens of great speakers. Presidential contenders like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry. Media stars like Hugh Hewitt, Katie Pavlich, Byron York. Thought leaders like Arthur Brooks and David Horowitz. Economic gurus like Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow. Grassroots training workshops. Terrific entertainment. Low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to westernconservativesummit.com. That's westernconservativesummit.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Tempe Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hamby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hamby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hamby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hamby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hamby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hamby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hamby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. We've talked about everything except Discount Gold and Silver today, Melody. I want to give that website out again. It's dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. And the office number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Melody, we've talked about everything except Discount Gold and Silver. Let's talk about that for the last segment here today. What's going on?
Oh, I just got this in. It's relatively new. I didn't read all the way through it, but I think you're aware of the Export-Import Bank.
Yes, yes.
They're about ready to go out of business at the end of the month.
We hope
it
so.
It looks, well, yeah. Well.
Oh, you're not in agreement with that.
Well, you know, they're going to allow it to possibly expire at the end of the month because the politicians are going on their week vacation or whatever, and they won't be able to. It expires on June 30th, from what I get from this article. And however, what they'll probably do is just attach it to perhaps the highway bill that needs to be voted on in July, I guess, when they get back.
Okay.
And they're going to attach it to a bill that has to be passed, so you know no one can do anything about it. But
so it's not really going to be gone.
It probably won't, but the initial export-import bank that they're supposed to vote on at the end of the month It'll be gone for a week or so, maybe a month. But again, it's just another example of how these politicians, because you have Cruz out there saying, oh, no, we don't need to have this anymore. It's the purest form of corporate welfare. And, you know, these companies don't need to be subsidized like Boeing airplanes, GE and Caterpillar. And, you know, it helps us, you know. But yet then they'll turn around and they'll push it through, attach it to another bill, and it'll go through in July. So,
you know,
that just shows how it works.
That's something when I'm president that will stop.
Would you please?
I will put a stop to it. I will put a stop to the executive orders. I will put a stop to a lot of this tomfoolery. I'll tell you what. Mama will clean house.
All right.
I guess I ought to get my name on the ballot, huh? Well, what's going on with Discount Gold and Silver there? Do you have something for my listeners today?
Yes, I sure do. We're going to continue with the same little special that we've been running. It's been a popular special, 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles. In this special, and again, I believe if people are looking for small pieces in order to do any type of purchasing in the future, you know, it's far better to have a coin than it is to have a gram or a chip or something that people really don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. Sure, it looks like gold. It's stamped like gold's supposed to be, but, you know, what is it? What do I do with it? And how is the person that I'm going to be bartering with, if I take it from you and I have to deal with someone else in the future, how are they going to accept it? And again, you want something that's highly recognizable and acceptable to everyone, not just yourself or who you think, but people that you don't, you know, it has to be a common acceptance. 1 ounce silver eagles, the same thing. And so it's a little package. You get 20 of the 1 ounce silver eagles, 1/10 ounce American gold eagle. That comes with your newsletter. It comes with shipping. And the total is $555.
Wow. That's a great deal.
It's a very good deal.
And it includes,
very good.
And it includes the pen.
It includes the pen.
It does. It includes the pen. You know, I have a lady in another state that enjoys the pen so much that she decided I should advertise it, and I'm advertising it on a little station in Colorado that is supposed to be supporting small businesses, and she wanted to put the bill for that. So we're advertising the pen because she thinks it's so important, and you know, I think people just kind of, they just roll their eyes around. They don't realize what we put in these newsletters, and it's something that I value, and it's something, you know, I like to write, although I'm always behind on my writing because of everything else, but I do like to write, and you put out a newsletter that is free, and it's, oh, it is packed full of information, folks, and all you got to do is go to her website and look at it. That's all you got to do, and sign up for it, and that is just dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and I know that, you know, I one day I hope I can do mine on, in that fashion. But right now I'm stuck with what I've got, and I like it, and I think the majority of my listeners like it. They seem to enjoy the hard copy that they can carry around, and I don't copyright any of it. So they can take it around, share it, copy it. You know, that's what it's about, is educating everyone and getting that information out there. And so I really appreciate your newsletter as well. It's just packed full of great information.
And that's why we try to keep our newsletter a little more short, because they can print it out. And I think that's one reason so many people have gone online. They don't have to deal with the paper, the printing, the ink, and so forth. They can read it and go on. But you miss sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so important, is to get it out. Give it to people. Take it into your doctor's office or your dentist's office, and just lay it on the counter and just leave it when you go. Make sure you have a nice clean copy, but you know, make sure it's there. Let other people read it. I mean, you can spread things very easily that way. So it's very important to have the paper issues, the hard copies.
And although we have to share some negative news, some bad news, we share the good stuff too. And Melody does, and I do. You know, we don't believe in doom and gloom, even though we see an awful lot of things that are going on that are scary. There are changes that we don't want to see in this nation. And the only way we're going to wake up people is to get that information in in front of them. And, you know, we back up what we put down. And, you know, when I write, a lot of that is opinion, but I do glean that. And I have other writers that write for me like you do. And, you know, I really value their opinions and I value their information and research. So, and I know that you do the same.
Absolutely. It's, and we can't get away from that. That's the only way, because I believe we're on a path and things are going to happen. But the key to it is having people know when it does happen, how we can change things for the better. And that's what's important, to have people in the right places and education. And people, as they see it unfolding, they can say, wow, you know, these people were right. And this is what I have to do now. Instead of just getting caught up and being pushed into a group where they have no idea what's going on.
Well,
so it's very, very important.
We need to cast off these labels that they're putting on all of us, and we need to start uniting as Americans. And I remember reading in a novel, and it was just a silly novel, but it was always based, it always had some good history facts in it. And one of them was in the time, we're about to run out of time here, I want to get this out real quickly, when we were in the Revolution, the early stages of it, and they had newsletters, they had pamphlets, and they were kind of underground, passing them around to one another, and that's what I think of with the pen. So order your gold and your silver from Melody. Give them a call at 1-800-375-4188, and you'll also get the pen. Thank you, Melody. We are so much out of time today. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
It's been a great show with
Bye-bye.
You today. Thank you. Folks, it's going to take every one of us. We have got to come together. Share those pamphlets. Share CSC Talk Radio. Share the pen. Come together and bring America home.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.